ॐ नमः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we're continuing our study of the Srimad Bhagavatam up to chapter 87 in the 10th canto, the prayers by our personified Vedas, and today's text number 35. Already did it? Thank you. Just three times, though.
Vipuru punya tirtha sadananya shayo vimadas.
Okay.
Tauta bhavat pad padambu jauri doghabhid angrijala. Dadhakti sakrin manas tvaiya atmani nitya sukhe.
Dadhakti sakrin manas
tvaiya
atmani nitya sukhe.
Na punarupasate purusha sara avasatan. Bhuvi puru punya tirtha sadananyashyo vimadas.
Bhuvi puru punya tirtha
sadananyashyo vimadas. Tauta bhavat padam bhuja hrido gabhid angri jala. Dadhati sakrin manas tvaiya atmani nitya sukhe.
Dadhati sakrin manas
tvaiya
atmani nitya sukhe.
Na punarupasate purusha sara haravasatan. Bhuvi puru punya tirtha sadananya shayo vimadas. Tauta bhavat padam bhuja hrido ga bilangri jala. Dadhati sakrin manas tvaiya atmani nitya sukhe.
Dadhati sakrin manas tvaiya atmani
nitya sukhe. Narupasate purusha sara haravasatan. Okay, word for word. Bhuvi, on the earth. Puru, greatly. Punya, pious. Tirtha, places of pilgrimage. Sadanani, and personal abodes of the Supreme Lord. Rishayaha, sages. Vimadaha, free from false pride. Te, they. Utta, indeed. Bhavat,
your.
Pada,
Pada,
feet. Ambuja,
Ambuja,
lotus.
Lotus.
Hridayaha,
Hridaya,
in whose hearts?
In his heart.
Agha,
Agha,
sins. Bhit, which destroys.
Which destroys.
Angri,
Angri,
having bathed.
Having bathed.
Whose feet?
Whose feet.
Jalaha,
Jalaha,
the water.
Water.
Dadhati,
Dadhati,
turn.
Turn.
Sakrit, even once. Manaha,
Manaha,
their minds. Twayi, toward you.
Toward you.
Ye,
who?
Atmani,
Atmani,
toward the Supreme Soul.
Towards the Supreme
Nitya,
Soul. Nitya,
always.
Always.
Sukhe, who is happy.
Who is happy.
Napunaha,
Napunaha,
never again.
Never again.
Upasate,
Upasate,
they worship.
They worship.
Purusha,
Purusha,
of a man.
Of a man.
Sara, the essential qualities.
The essential qualities.
Hara,
Hara,
which steal away.
Which steal away.
Avasatam,
Avasatana,
their mundane homes.
Their mundane homes. Translation. The sages, sages free from false pride live on this earth by frequenting the sacred place pilgrimage sites and those places where the Supreme Lord displays his pastimes. Because such devotees kept your lotus feet within their hearts, the water that washes their feet destroys all sins. Anyone who even once turns their mind towards you, the ever-blissful soul of all existence, no longer dedicates himself to serving family life at home, which simply robs a man of his good qualities. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Taksuma Vitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jayatam Surato Pangur Mamamanda Matirgati Matsarvasa Patambojo Radha Madana Mohano. Purport. I always sing a Jayatam Surito Pangur or say it. Someday the meanings of these mantras that we chant our realization will catch up to them, so they'll all be in real time when we're saying that exactly what that means, because that fits exactly with today's verse. And all the stuff that we do exactly fits. That's what's amazing. One aspect of amazing. Purport. The qualification of an aspiring sage is that he has learned about the absolute truth from standard authorities and developed a sober mood of renunciation. So this first sentence here, I'm just going to go through it. Aspiring sage, just like we have that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, I think it's 15:11, that one who's established in self-realization. So the aspiring sage, you know, that this means that you're established, but you're still continuing on. that we're understanding more and more things all the time, but the position that you're in to understand that is also self-realization. It's not like that's the end threshold. It's a continuum, and it's continuing here. So what's taking place here is taking place also with us. We're sometimes they change the words to protect the innocent, you know, so it's sages. So we're learning all these things, aspiring sages. So we're going to go to develop his capacity for discriminating the important from the unimportant. Such a person often wanders from one holy site to another, taking advantage of the association of great souls who frequent or reside at these places. So we can also translate that into what takes place in ISKCON. That we go on pilgrimage, we go to Vrindavan, we go to Mako, to New Vrindavan, Festival of Inspiration, one workshop, this workshop. And these great sages, they travel around and give us their association. And we take that association, as our life continues, things are changing all the time. Okay. If in the course of his travels, the aspiring sage can begin to realize the Supreme Lord's lotus feet in the core of his heart, he will be released from the illusion of false ego and from the painful bondage of lust, envy, and greed. Though he may still go to places of pilgrimage to bathe away his sins, and now the purified sages have the power to sanctify others with the water that washes his feet and with the realized instructions he imparts. Such as a sage is described in the Mandaka Upanishad 2.2.9. Does anybody think that reminds him of another verse? 1.2.21, isn't it? Which, the last line, but the first part is the same, and I'll read the translation here, and then I also have the translation to 1.2.21. The knot in the heart is pierced. All misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruit of action is terminated when one sees the Supreme Lord everywhere within all superior and inferior beings. So the way that is said in Bhagavatam, thus the knot in the heart is pierced, and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruit of actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. So sometimes they wonder, is that a small s, big s, on the self? So here in this translation, it's big s. And, all right, it's a Supreme Lord. All right. Thus pays homage, namam, Paramahansai Siya Nama Paramahamsaya. Obeisances to the topmost sages. Obeisances to the topmost sages. So just those are, in ordinary life they have role models, or they pay people to wear their products, you know, like there's Michael Jordan basketball shoes. You know, he gets paid a lot because people see him and then they want to think, oh, maybe I could jump like that if I had a pair of shoes like that. So here we see the sages, but we listen to their instructions. It's not, but the principle is there that we hear these instructions. These are our role models. These are the ones that actually we have high regard for, the Paramahansas, and that principle is very purifying. Putting aside the affectionate company of wives, you think wife, but wives, children, friends, and followers, saintly Vaishnavas travel to holy dhams where the Supreme Lord worship can be most successfully prosecuted. Places such as Vrindavan, Mathura, and Jagannath Puri, or wherever else there are sincere devotees of Lord Vishnu congregate. Even those Vaishnavas who have not taken sannyas and still live at home or in their guru's ashram, but who have once tasted just a drop of the sublime pleasure of devotional service, will also have little inclination to meditate on the pleasures of materialistic family life, which robs a person of his discretion, determination, sobriety, tolerance, and peace of mind. Okay, Keshava, did you want to sing the next? Srila Sridhar Swami prays, like he has with every one of these verses. He composed those from his own heart and realization. My dear Lord, when will I give up all sense gratification and engage incessantly in meditating upon you? And when will I take up residence in the hermitages of saintly devotees, free from false pride? When will I become fully immersed in the inundation of nectar pouring from your devotees, lotus mouths, as they chant sacred narrations about you and, O Lord Narhari? I will never again take a material body. So, of course, there's different ways to approach this. And one, I was having a conversation with Prana Govinda, and he was pointing out, when we're talking about these sacred places, that the general concept of a sacred place is any place that's far away that has a river, almost, isn't it? And Prabhupada gives the example of the residents in Calcutta. They don't go to the Ganges there. They have to go up in the Himalayas. Hardwar. So there's a nice song there I was thinking, and that the Shuddha Bhakata, maybe we could put that up and we could sing that, because yesterday was a nice precedent where we sang about Parama Karuna. So these songs of our present day acharyas, they've captured all the essence. And when we read the scriptures, so many of the words we have to interpolate back to in the present culture. And they've done that for us, just like when we sang the song to departed Vaishnavas. There's a sentiment there. So this sentiment that we're actually growing these sentiments ourselves, we're becoming attached, but our attachments are to the devotees and the devotee qualities and the devotee associating with the devotees. Because in the Nectar of Instruction, second verse and the third verse, there's a list of things that you should do and a list of things you shouldn't do. And there's only one that's in both lists. You remember? Associates. Asat Sangatya. When Lord Chaitanya was asked, what is the Vaishnava? Asat Sangatya. So this association, Prabhupada, in the international society, the society, he knew this principle that the mula, the root of devotional service, is association of devotees. And then, of course, I don't know how it's been now, but it used to be in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that it said that if one thinks he can live outside this association of devotees and make advancement, he's living in an hallucination. So, like that, we're starting to see the essential importance of devotee association and the society. And here in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if ever you have that, the timer and inclination, you read, there was one songbook, the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Saranagati, and you can, he takes you through the whole, all the stages of Dosrada, Sadasanga, Bhajana Kriya, Narta Nivritti, Nishta, then the Ruchi. Actually, we're going to mention, we'll talk a little bit about that Ruchi, because it's an interesting way that Prabhupada, he translates that in Bhagavad Gita 4.10. Just one more second, then we'll get to where he says, in Bhagavad Gita 4.10, it says, being freed, and today we're reading about the sages that were freed. So gradually we're becoming free, or the influence at least is less powerful. So 4.10 is being free from attachment. We're hearing about that. Fear, anger. Of course, now when we, every word, we think of verses that explain that, like 11:37 explains fear is functioning in the bodily conception of life. When we hear attachment and anger, these are also connected to identification with the external material energy that we've been associating with the bodily conception of life for so long. So just like it started off, Adoshraddha is a preliminary desire for understanding self-realization. And of course, Prabhupada, the way that self-realization is, it's very fascinating. It's the happiness of associating with Krishna. That's when you see the sun, you see the self. So Krishna is Satchidananda, and when you touch Satchidananda by the process of bhakti, then you realize you're actually Satchidananda also. But it's only realized with Krishna. So, okay. Taking refuge in me, many persons that have passed become purified by knowledge of me. Of course, this knowledge is sambandha jnana. And sambandha is different than regular knowledge because there's two there, jayato. The toe part, it's plural, there's two. Surat, two. That's also two there. So, Radha, Madana, Mohano. So, and of course, Madan is Cupid. Krishna is the attractor of Cupid. So, we're actually being charmed in Krishna consciousness. So, the bhakti, from jnana to bhakti is a charming process. Okay. So, where I was going with this, and thus they have attained transcendental love for me. So, in the purport to that verse, Prabhupada does a Dosrada Sadasanga translation. And one part of that I wanted to just, I underlined it. In the beginning, one's to have a preliminary desire for self-realization. That can also just be seen as dissatisfaction with the happiness in a material world. So many people think, you can be happy if you buy my product, or if you do this, or if you do practically every one of the senses is dictating to us, go do this and you'll be happy. But then one gets a little knowledge or experience. In the beginning, happiness in a mode of passion may seem like it's nice. It tastes like nectar. But it has a fermenting aspect to it where it turns out to be poison. So this, when he has that preliminary desire, a little dissatisfaction, he wants to really know what's going to make him happy. This will bring one to this stage of trying to associate with persons that are spiritually elevated. So this is also about today's verse, that these sages, they're actually tirthas. They're all tirthas because they're carrying the deities in their heart wherever they go. Sometimes I think there's a saying by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die while thou art still living and sound. So I connected that with mat chitta mat kata pranam, that their sound is how they live with each other. Between themselves, they're always having discussions. What's the word again for between themselves? Anyway, yeah, parasparam. Yeah, it comes and goes in my mind. All right. So, and then they take initiation. That's the Sambandha Gyan, initiating spiritual master, Madan Mohan. He executes devotional service under the spiritual master. He becomes free from material attachments. So how does that work? That's the charming aspect of coming in contact. The rules won't actually do it. The rules, you'll have problems with the different offenses by following the rules. It has to go deeper than that. Okay. And by execution of devotional service under guidance of spiritual master, one becomes free from material attachment, gains steadiness in self-realization, understanding his eternal nature, his service. And he acquires a taste for hearing about the Absolute Personality of Godhead. This next part I found very fascinating. This taste leads one further forward. So I underlined it and thought, now you're being led by taste. That's actually what controls and steers your advancement in Krishna consciousness. Leads one further to attachment, because the taste, actually, that's how we become attached. We become attached because there's some taste. Anything that you think that you like, you want to have, so you become attached to it. Even materially, contemplate the object of the senses, one develops an attachment. I am mine, I want to possess this. Ganaganatman. Avarujate, you want to capture by this process. Okay, become attached. This taste leads one to attachment for Krishna consciousness, which matures in bhava, the preliminary stage of love of Godhead. Highest real love of God is called prema, the highest perfectional stage of life. And that's actually the process that we're following. Lord Chaitanya's prema pumarta mahat. That is the great mahat. That is the great achievement for the human beings. And we've all signed up for that. This is what we're practicing every day, to have the highest regard and developing those qualities. So here's one example of this. If Prabhupada was going to chant this nice bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Saranagati, if you would be so kind. That's the purport to 410. It's right in the standard Bhagavad Gita. I just copied it onto a piece of paper. Could you read the translation? Yeah, you could read. Oh, I got it here too if you want. I got a couple. Couple different places. the one part of this song that was underlined was Ye Dina Griha Bhajana Dehi. So I did a query with just those words, and it comes up a lot of places actually. Prabhupada quotes this quite often, but one place it's very fascinating where he quotes it is Lord Chaitanya asked the Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, to bless him. He's asking his blessings while he's engaged in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya asked Bhattacharya to bless him while he engaged in the devotional service of Lord Krishna at home, so that by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's mercy, the Lord could return to Jagannath Puri. So because it mentions here that There's actually a lot of things Prabhupada points out from this verse. The word asrade means continue to bestow your blessings upon me. Being a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the fourth order of life and was thus due all respects and adoration, whereas Sarvabhauma as a householder was in the second order. A sannyasi is supposed to offer blessings to a garhastha, yet by his personal behavior, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested the blessings of a garhastha. We also saw that with Ramananda Roy. He asked questions. This incident shows the special significance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. He gave equal status to everyone, regardless of their material considerations. His movement is thoroughly spiritual. Although apparently a grahastra, householder, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, was unlike so-called karmis interested in sense gratification. After being initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was perfectly situated in a spiritual order. Therefore, it was quite possible for him to offer blessings even to a sannyas. He was always engaged in the service of the Lord at his home. In our disciplic line, we have an example of a perfect householder, Paramahansa, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In his Saranangati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, Ye dina gehi bhajana deki, deki goloka bhavya. And that's the one we're going to sing. Whenever a householder glorifies the Supreme Lord in his home, his activities are immediately transformed into the activities of Goloka Vrindavan. Spiritual activities taking place in Goloka Vrindavan, planet of Krishna. Activities exhibited by Krishna himself as Bhuma Vrindavan and Vrindavan Dham exist on this planet are not different from the activities of the planet of Goloka Vrindavan. This is the proper realization of Vrindavan everywhere. In our Krishna conscious movement, we've inaugurated the new Vrindavan activities wherein devotees are always engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord, and this is not different from Goloka Vrindavan. The conclusion is that one can act strictly in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is competent to offer blessings to a sannyas, even though a grahastra is a householder. Although he is in an exalted position, a sannyas still must elevate himself to the transcendental platform by rendering service to the Lord. By his actual behavior, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begged the blessings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In this way, he set an example of how one should expect blessings from a Vaishnava regardless of his social position. That's Madhya 7:69. So the point is, because sometimes in the beginning stages, Varnashram, and it's a little confusing, but here we're seeing the essential elements that Srila Prabhupada established is on the quality of having Krishna in your heart. So without further ado, if we could. Are you ready this time, Pran? Oh, we're going to read the translation, that's right. Okay, the first verse is, the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service, while service to the Vaishnava is itself the supreme perfection, as well as the root of the tender creeper of divine love. So when he writes these songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada says, the Paramahansa, he's seeing this in his realization that this is the process of becoming prema pumartama. I observe with great care the holy days accommodating the pastimes of Lord Madhava, for they are the mother of devotion. As my dwelling place, I choose with great reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. So, of course, there when it says these holy days, there's one tomorrow. Right, tomorrow's Ekadasi. So we should remember that. The more we can add consciousness to what we're doing, you get it better. More consciousness, more result. All those places where Lord Gaurasundara traveled for pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. Number four. My mind ever longs for the opportunity to hear the music of the Madanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurasundara, my heart dances in ecstasy. Text 5. Go ahead, and then you read. Because it's hard for me to turn around and read at the same time.
I feel supreme bliss. Together, everyone. I feel supreme bliss when I behold the deity form of divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna. And I conquer all worldly illusions by honoring the Lord's prasadam. Every day, Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home when I see Lord Hari being worshipped there. My joy knows no bounds when I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet. The sight of tulasi plants soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. I feel that my life has been fulfilled when I honor Sak, a green leafy vegetable preparation that is a favorite of Lord Chaitanya. Whatever Bhaktivinod obtains that furthers devotional service to Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest joy.
Thank you.
So because of the time short, we'll sing all together.
Okay. Oh yeah, the time.
Suddhavakata charanarenu bhajanayanu kula Bhagat seva paramasiddhi premalati karamulam madhavatiti bhakti janani jatane palanakari krishna basati basati bali Paramayadare Bari Gaurayama Jeshavastane Karala Brahmanarange Jeshavastana Herivayami Pranaibhakata Sange Midanga bada sunite mana abasara sada jache gaura bihita kitana suni anandere dayana che jugala moti dekhi amara Paramayanandahaya Prasada Seva Karite Hayam Sakala Prapancha Jayam Jedina Grihe Bhajana Dekhi Grihete Golaka Bhayam Charana Sidhu Dekhiya Ganga Sukhana Sima Prayam Tulasi Dekhi Joraya Pranam Madhavato Sani Jani Gaura Priya Saka Sebane Jivana Sataka Mani Bhakati Vinada Krishna Bhajane Anukula Paya Jaham Prati Divase Paramasukhe Shikara Karayetam. We're going to chant the number 6, 6 three times because Srila Prabhupada quoted this many, many times. So we'll get used to remember that. Number six. Srila Prabhupada quote this everywhere. Je dina grihe bhajana dekhi grihete golaka bhayan charana sidhu dekhiya ganga sukha nasi ma payan. Je dina grihe bhajana dekhi grihete golaka bhayam charana sidhu dekhiya ganga sukha nasi ma payam. Every day Golok Vrindavan appears in my home when I see Lord Hari being worshipped there. My joy knows no bounds when I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Of course, we take Charitamrita, which is water, the Ganges water. So it's not a bad idea to print that out and put it on your altar or under the altar, next to the altar. You remember it every time you see when you're worshipping your deity, your house is being transformed. So earlier in the different stages of our advancement, people thought that if I become detached, then I'll automatically be advanced. But now we're seeing that most of that is backfired. Detachment is a byproduct and not a object. That it just comes on its own when the timing is right. You know, like even if you have a sore, sometimes it gets a covering on it, and if you take it off before it's ready, it's still raw underneath. But when it gets matured or finished with its stage, it falls off, and the skin's already underneath, fully grown. So you leave yourself unprotected. So then, I'll read the verse one more time, and then we'll open for comments and questions. Thank you. Sages free from false pride live on this earth by frequently the sacred pilgrimage sites and those places where the Supreme Lord displayed his pastimes. Because such devotees keep the lotus feet within their heart, your lotus feet within their heart, the water that washes their feet destroys all sins. Anyone who even once turns his mind towards you, the ever-blissful soul of all existence, no longer dedicates himself to serving family at home, which simply robs a man of his good qualities. So, of course, there's some nice verses like, 244, where Madhavendra Puri, he has his nice prayers about that. My morning bath, farewell to you. Because the karmakanda section, it's different than devotional service. So by doing devotional service, three things happen simultaneously. The 11.242 verse, bhakti anu para ishvara. And what's the third word after parameshvara? Vyakti, which means detachment. So I don't know the derivation of that word. You know the derivation of that word? Yeah, but sometimes they take each syllable, like V, okay, we know the V is V. How do you say V? Rakta?
V-rakti. You have to have a deep attachment which causes the reaction.
So those three things, devotion, direct perception, which is from Anubhava of the Supreme Lord, and detachment from everything else. So the detachment wasn't first on the list, it was third on the list. So that just like for one who's taken shelter, just like if one eats, he doesn't get full before he's eating. There's stages. So sometimes people think if I stop eating, I'll be full. Doesn't make sense. So it's not that you become detached. You accept those things favorable. Here it used the word sober. Remember it says, and They learned about the Absolute Truth from the standard authorities and developed a sober mood. A sober mood. We've had non-sober moods too. So, any questions or comments or additions? Oh, we got one in the back there. Jivanath Prabhu.
Speak much. Just a story.
Oh.
Just because we sang that song today. I moved in the temple on a Friday, went out in Sankirtan on a Saturday. On Sunday, the Radha Damodar bus was there with Vishnu John and Tamal Krishna. They brought me out into the bus, and their sales pitch, recruitment, was Vishnu John singing Sudabhakata Charanarino. And I thought, wow. The way he sang it and the feeling and the bhakti was just incredible. But I didn't go on the bus. But that song will always, I always hear Vishnu John singing it every time I hear it.
Different Did you version. Leave on the bus?
No, I didn't. I felt obligated not to go. So. Suda bhakata charana rain bhajana andra gurula alama seva jana.
Yeah, he always sang that. He sang it so wonderful. Thank you. Madam Mati.
I'm just remembering that.
Oh, that's a sacred memory.
Actually, it's not a memory, but. I want you to clarify what I'm thinking. Did Bhaktisiddhanta offer obeisances to his disciples? For some reason, I'm remembering. You were telling the part about how Lord Chaitanya was paying obeisances to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a grihastha, out of the ordinary, so to speak, sannyasi offering obeisances. So I was thinking maybe I remember hearing how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would offer obeisance to his disciples. So, could you clarify that?
In the
is that with Daksha?
No.
Oh, okay. If you wait, I'll bring the mic so everybody can hear.
Guru also pay obeisances back because they are paying obeisances not to the body, they are paying obeisances to super soul within.
That's when he was explaining about why he didn't offer obeisances
to
Daksha.
To his wife.
He's already offering obeisances. Yeah. Yes, and then of course Lord Chaitanya says one should offer all respects to everyone because he sees the presence of Krishna in everyone's heart. He's offering obeisances. It's not exactly to the body. See, that's it gets a little tricky like that. When you think that you're offering obeisances to the body, that can get a little confusing because then someone thinks you're offering obeisances to me. But ideally, just like I remember Kuti, she gave a class not too long ago, and we brought up, that point was brought up, and it's like when the children offer obeisances to the parents are a representative of Krishna. They're the guru, the first guru. So we offer obeisances to guru because he's a representative of Krishna. So we're actually always offering obeisances to Krishna. Everywhere we see Krishna, you can see an ant, you offer obeisances, generally not physically, but mentally. Nija Ishta Dev Spurti, which would fit there, that they're seeing Krishna everywhere. So it's only, and especially Paramahansas, they have a thing where they see everybody's an advanced devotee except themselves. Nobody imitates that one. But they actually. Yes. All right, go ahead. Thank you. I know it just takes time. We have to be patient sometimes.
You're talking about the attitude of the spiritual master, at least this towards the disciples. This issue was introduced in our conversation. So this might help to understand the humility of the pure devotee, when I was in England, at John Lennon's estate, Srila Prabhupada came there, and I built him a Vyasasan. I was giving him a massage. I was taking him a morning walk. I designed his room. I put in carpets. I built him a table. I made an altar for his deities in the closet, the door open, you know. So I did a lot of things like that. You know what he said to me? He said, "You are doing so much for me and I'm doing nothing for you." He's thinking he's doing nothing for us and we're doing everything for him. So his humility cannot be comprehended.
And that lecture also, Prabhupada, I think it was in L.A., when he says, you're all representatives of my spiritual master, and his voice choked up when he said that. So I did have that on one of my lists of things to mention, that there's in the 11th canto, there's a list of 24 gurus, and it's a mentality. It's more or less, you can take any verse in the Bhagavad Gita and expand on it unlimitedly. So if you took 10:10, where Krishna says, I'll give you the intelligence, he gives you the intelligence wherever you're looking, whatever you're looking, whenever you're looking, for constantly devoted. So that, of course, that's the catch. For those who are constantly devoted, he spoke through the sun, the moon, the trees, a prostitute, an arrow maker. He was speaking through everything, through every living entity, through every person, every moment. We're actually not separated from Krishna. We just have to remove a couple coverings. It's a little clear, a little dust off the mirror. Krishna has many hats. So, if you, as they surrender to Krishna, he reciprocates with you in different capacities. If you want him to disappear, he disappears. But he actually can't disappear, so he has to cover himself from your vision with a cloud. Jai. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.